Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, East Coast and, of course, West Coast. It's really morning for you. It's almost afternoon. I'm Dr. Mitch. We talk how to look good, feel good, and, of course, how do we create great intimacy. Part of that, of course, is your lifestyle choices. One of the lifestyle choices you do, for those of you in the California West Coast right now, heading to work or just getting up, what are you eating? Do you have a bagel in your hand? Do you have a cup of coffee? Piece of coffee cake? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, the question is, why do we do it? Why are we junk food addicts, and what's going to happen if we keep doing that? So one of the things I wanted to ask you, Irene, this morning, who is my cohort here, the nurse practitioner and my wife, why do we eat this junk food in the morning, late at night? We wake up in the middle of the night, we're eating it. What is it? Why do we have such a need for this? Now, I can't say that I'm not like that too sometimes, because I am. And this morning I did have my bagel for
once a week. I mean, have a nice tradition on Friday morning.
My Friday morning tradition is to treat myself to a piece of bread, because I don't have it the rest of the week.
Bagel.
Have a bagel. I mean, a nice little bagel. And of course, the worst kind, the salt bagel, because I like it. I have that salt.
Well, I have cheesy everything, so that one's probably even worse.
Well, maybe. They're both no good. There are lots of carbohydrates. And it's good, because my craving lasts, because I know I'm going to get my reward if I'm a good boy until Friday. But why are people doing this? I mean, why are we eating this junk food, you know, throughout the day? And I figured, who better person to tell us is you, being an expert in diet and nutrition and talking to patients. So I figured I'm going to start off, because I'm sitting here thinking, that was a great breakfast this morning. So why?
Well, I think the probably most common reason is it's a habit. You know, like some people after dinner, nobody's hungry really after dinner, but you go, you sit and watch TV and you grab that bag of chips. Like, why do you do that? It's not because of hunger. It's a habit, bad habit.
A real bad habit. And it's crunchy. So you don't have to think about it. You can watch your show and you're getting some of the pleasure, because the crunchiness goes through the bones of the skull and gives you that little bit of pleasure. But what about this late night eating before you go to bed? What, people waking up in the middle of the night and running to the fridge or hiding in the fridge?
Sometimes it can have health-related issues, like if your blood sugar gets too low in the middle of the night, you wake up not knowing, because I think your body's trying to tell you, hey, your blood sugar is too low, go do something about it.
And so you reach for something that's a sugar high very quickly. There is a better way of doing this. If you have those type of things during the night, I think one of the things that you should do is to take a protein drink, not sugar, protein drink before you go to bed, because protein is what helps to hold the sugar levels stable. So for those of you who get that hunger pang in the middle of the night, you know, grab yourself a protein drink. You're going to feel much better during the day or during the night, and you're going to wake up feeling better. The cortisol levels won't be all over the place. That's another thing, the cortisol levels being off during the night. What else causes us to have these, funky feelings, so to speak?
If you didn't sleep enough the previous night, you are more likely to grab some junk food.
Yeah. Well, all right, we'll close this up when we come back. We'll get back. This is an open show. And the show is about how to look good, feel good. And, of course, anything to do with sex or intimacy is important to us as well. We're going to be here for you. Just call the number, 855-DR-MITCH. And, of course, Jeremy, our board operator producer, is going to pick it up and put you up in the air for us. That's 855-376-4824. And welcome, came at 1490. And whether you're on TikTok or Facebook, whatever you're on, just go ahead and, you know, type a message to Jeremy. He's going to give it to me, and we're going to handle anything that you want. Let's talk about what you want. But also, I'm going to talk about how the sun can literally change your 100 trillion bacteria cells in your gut. When we come back, I'm Dr. Mitch, and we will be right back.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, Be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals, the list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitch Show with Irina.
With Irina. I like that. Welcome back with Irina. Yeah, that's true. All right, no matter where you're listening, you're able to get a hold of us and ask a question. You just dial 855-DR-MITCH, come right into the studios at CRN1, and of course, Jeremy's there to take the call, put it up for you, and whatever your question, nothing's too short, nothing's too uninteresting. If it's important to you, it's important to us, and of course, there's no judgment. The answer is going to be as best we can to help you find your path, because unfortunately, there's so much misinformation for many reasons out there about medicines and what you can do to regain your optimal health, pretty much how to keep your optimal health. Wouldn't it be nice to be just like you are when you were a teenager, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you perform sexually? The truth is you can. The question is, do you know the right questions to ask, and do you believe that your doctors have the right answers? I'm going to tell you pretty much categorically, most don't. And it's not because they don't want to. It's just that they're not trained in that model. They're trained in the pharmaceutical model, that when something breaks, we give you a pharmaceutical for it. Now, that's a Band-Aid. I'm looking to try to figure out how do we create a situation where it's not just band-aiding, but we completely fix the problem. Just like, you know, if something's cracked, you could just maybe put a Band-Aid over the crack, or you can seal it and fix it so that it really works as good as it did originally. And that's why we're here. That's every Friday from, it's 12 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's 9 a.m. on the West Coast. KM at 1490. Individuals going to work, listening at home. You know how to get us. It's 855-DR-MITCH. It translates to 855-376-4824. And watching on the internet or listening on the internet, all you need to do is to type a message. And, of course, Jeremy will be glad to give it to me instantly. Well, the sun is one of those things, you know, we've taught everybody, sun's been worshipped for thousands of years by many people, by anyone who even studies astrology. The sun is part of the planetary influences, if you believe in astrology. But for certain, regardless of what your beliefs are or how you think, the sun is an integral part of life. Without it, there is no life on this planet. And we know that the sun, of course, allows for things to grow. It creates a lot of changes in our body. One that we already have discussed, or you should have discussed or know about, and that is the basic sun, when it hits your skin, the oils in your skin, under healthy conditions, it converts that oil into a specific active vitamin D. And vitamin D, we used to believe, was just for rickets, but we now know that vitamin D is something that basically helps everything from the way you think. Long-term longevity is associated with vitamin D, decreasing the risk of prostate cancer, breast cancer, certainly colorectal cancer by more than 78% if you keep your vitamin D levels at a high enough level to make sure that you are taken care of. The other thing that it does is that conversion to the active form of vitamin D is one thing that also helps you and does prevent the flu. There are very well-written articles about that as well, better than probably any type of vaccination that you would get to stop the flu itself. So vitamin D is extremely important. Getting out in the sun's important. Even staying 20 minutes out in the sun 3 days a week each time is worth about 20,000 units of vitamin D. That's right, 20,000. People buy a bottle of 1,000 or 5,000. So it makes a huge thing. But it does, no question, getting ultraviolet rays of the sun bump up the D levels. Now, is there anything else you want to add to that? Because I want to talk about this microbiome, because this is an important component that we never knew before. This is new research.
Well, there is a lot of benefits to vitamin D. You know, we know that it protects you from certain types of cancer and diabetes, depression, cardiovascular disease, all that. I think maybe next time we could talk about vitamin D and all these good things that it has effect to.
We can do that. But there is something new that came out from the researchers, which really is interesting. You know, we live in a world of the microorganism. We are 10 times more alien cells than we are human. And yes, if you don't understand that, just to give you an idea, in the gut itself, inside your gut, there's a hundred trillion, not a little bit, 100 trillion bacteria that we live with. And that bacteria has a lot to do with your overall health, not only your immunity. It affects your neurotransmitters, so whether you feel good or not, maybe have a lot to do with that. Those microorganisms. The microorganisms actually protect our genes from becoming unstable, and you know, creating things like cancer. So don't ever put aside how important that gut microbiome is. And as I said once before, probably 30 years ago, when I talked about the gut and giving good bacteria, people said, "You're nuts. It's crazy. That's definitely, you know, you're out of your mind." And now suddenly, even the societies of the gastroenterologists are saying, yeah, we better start looking at it. We're going to talk about it a lot more, and we're going to think about doing all the things we do, including the, a fecal transplant. But Canadian researchers, here's where I want to go. Canadian researchers wanted to know if there's a UV, ultraviolet light, effect on our gut's microorganisms. Because low levels of sun exposure, you're not going to get enough vitamin D, and a lack of the diversity, the different kinds of the microbiome will occur. And that is linked to inflammatory diseases, including inflammatory bowel disease. This is the very first study that's looking at UVB and the intestinal microbes is thanks to the Department of Experimental Medicine at the University of British Columbia. Now, you don't realize how important this study is because the end of it is obviously going to be the beginning. The findings say that there is a role of vitamin D, of course, produced by UV. I explained that as it hits the skin. But that appears to play a major role in maintaining the gut microbiome composition. So if you don't want to have inflammation, you don't want to get sick, you must have this thing. Now, what they did was they got 21 healthy women, average age was about 28, and at the start, they had their vitamin D levels. They got some stool samples to see what their makeup of the microbiome was, you know, what bacteria was down there. And then what they did, they exposed the women to the UV or the UV light B band, B as in boy, three times a week. And basically, this took place in the winter of Canada. And all the women had little sun exposure before that. And at the end of the week, the women had their vitamin D's and their stool samples checked again and to see what happened. And guess what? There was a marked difference. Isn't this an amazing study? I mean, when you think about it, the light and the vitamin D on your skin is going to affect the bacteria, the 100 trillion bacteria in your gut, which we live symbiotically to keep you healthy. That's a wow, by the way. So if you really want to know about how important this is, get out in the sun. If you're near a beach, get to the beach. Get yourself outside, expose your body, and certainly make yourself healthy. That microbiome in your gut's going to make you healthy, and it's going to make you feel good. That's why vitamin D makes you feel good as well. All right, some questions. We'll be back after these messages. You know how to do it, 855-DR-MITCH. It's 855-376-4824. I'm waiting for your questions. KMET 1290, welcome to the program. And everybody listening to CRN1, along with those listening on Facebook, TikTok, and wherever else we are, which is everywhere. So go ahead and text Jeremy. I'm waiting for your questions, and we'll be right back after these brief messages. I'm Dr. Mitch. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know, I use the MyPillow. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the Giza sheets. I'm sleeping so much better. And you can get deep discounts on all MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for MyPillows. Enter the promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for the great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Let me tell you why you should go to FridgeFresh.com. That's FridgeFresh.com. If you're like me, you buy too much fruit, too many vegetables. You put in the fridge. You go back a few days later and there's like all sorts of hair growing on them. It's kind of disgusting. Some of them are turning green. A lot of it's turning soft. You throw out a lot of produce that you bought. You shouldn't have to, and you don't have to. FridgeFresh. FridgeFresh.com. FridgeFresh is a miraculous product. You put in some batteries. You put it in the refrigerator, and a week later, your fruit and your vegetables are just perfect. It's quite amazing. It creates ozone, it fills your refrigerator, and it makes everything last. FridgeFresh.com, it's really changed my life. FridgeFresh is a miracle. I suggest it highly. FridgeFresh.com, only available online, so get it. It's a brilliant product. Save your fruits and vegetables with FridgeFresh.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch right here with Irina, talking how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. And we look for your input, your calls, and we love to talk to you about what your questions are. And we're going to help you, bent always towards the natural. We're not into the pharmaceuticals, although I believe that at times they're very important, but at others I think they best lay on the dresser while you do the right things to correct the underlying issues. And we'll talk about them as your questions come in. Our number here to for any questions, 855-DR-MITCH. It's that simple, 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. I think I translated that number right. And regardless of whether you're listening on one of the other apps, the CRN1 talk app, of course, or if you're on the computer or you're watching Facebook or you're listening on TikTok or any of the other things, please feel free to just go ahead and text Jeremy, and he's certainly going to give me the question. I'll be able to answer that for you. In any case, we're going to be talking about something that many people don't know. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, vitamin A, vitamin D, like we were just talking about previous in the break. And by the way, if you miss any show and you want to catch it up, it's easy. All you need to do is go to imconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T.us. That's imconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T.us. You'll catch you up to us and you'll be able to hear any part you missed or you want to review it again. Inositol and choline. No, it's not a type of baking soda, And it's not a toothpaste. It's not a mouthwash. It's not even a dinner meal, actually. But it is part of food, and it is part of the group we call the B vitamins. And most people sort of forget about these. They know about B1, B2, B6, B12, folic acid, all part of the B family. But how many people do really know about inositol and choline? You know, would you think
nobody.
Many? Nobody knows. But it is part of it. And it's very important to have this, these foods, because without them, lots of things that will happen. Now, let me give you an example. Inositol and choline are pretty much in your cells. Your body requires them every day. So let me give you some ideas. Inositol was at one time considered a B vitamin. And actually in nature, it's found as something called myo-inositol. And guess what? It's in every single living cell. So I'm not talking about something that they don't know about. It's not something that, doctor, did you talk about something is what here and there? No. It's in every cell in your body. And if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, pretty much you need to have increased amounts of dietary inositol, because if you don't, you're going to end up with more diabetic neuropathies and kidney failure as well. And so in 2013, a study said that the depletion of this myo-inositol can result in what? Neuropathy. So I guess we need to know the foods, right? Do you want to know some of the foods?
Yes, please tell us how to fix this.
Okay, you could use some of the foods. So fresh fruits, beans, nuts, and grains. They're the best sources of myo-inositol. So those of you listening, you want to help to prevent neuropathy, fresh fruits, beans, nuts, and grains. All right, that's simple. Now, inositol also plays a role in a lot of mental problems, by the way. As a matter of fact, it's a molecule that is part of bipolar depression. So if you have bipolar depression, and people that have panic disorder, the Israelis showed that if you take enough inositol, large enough doses, and you take it for at least a year, pretty much stops the panic attack. By the way, I use it clinically all the time. And for people who have a panic attack, once I start them on the high dose and I get the right dose, I get it to where there's perfect, the dose, they don't have a problem again. They don't have another panic attack ever. So you can imagine how important this is in large enough dose. Inositol, that's first. Now, choline is the other sort of the cousin to this, or brother or sister, if you like. Also a B vitamin, or considered a B vitamin. It's not anymore really, they say, considered choline a B vitamin. They're now calling it more of an essential nutrient. But it is important, and when we come back after our half break, I'll tell you what choline does, because it is more important than you ever, and I'll try to connect it to something that you really know. So stand by, and I'm going to come back and talk to you about it. Now, during the break, it's time you pick up the phone, call Jeremy, and again, let's get a question on the air. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Came at 1490, you're listening. Go ahead, grab the phone. If you're on any other source or CRN1 talk radio, go ahead and text Jeremy. But let's get some great questions from the folks that are listening. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. We're coming back with lots more how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. I am Dr. Mitch with Irina. We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is on our Oscar radar this week? Well, it's the new biopic Harriet from Focus Features. It's the extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and transformation into one of America's greatest heroes. Her courage, ingenuity, tenacity all freed hundreds of slaves and changed the course of history. These inspirational stories are so important to me, especially in today's climate. Look for Harriet in theaters, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungel.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals. The list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Welcome back, Dr. Mitch. Looking for your call about anything you want to discuss on your health personally or as a family member at 855-DR-MITCH. It's 855-376-4824. And, of course, you're listening either on KMET 1490 live or perhaps on our CRN One Talk Radio live. Wherever it is, we're here for you. And we are live right now from noon to 1 on the East Coast, on the West Coast from 9 to 10. So we still have a half hour to take your call and your questions. So just give Jeremy a call or just text us. We're here for you at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Prior to the break, we were talking about 2 unknown but in every cell substances. Used to be both classified as B-complex vitamins, now as a nutrient. Big deal, right? One is inositol, we spoke about before the break. The other is called choline. And again, it was basically determined in 1998. Although you make choline, you don't make enough for what your body needs. And your requirement is about 425 milligrams a day for women, about 550 milligrams a day for men. So the Journal of American College of Nutrition came out and said it's very important, of course, for brain development, liver function, and stopping cancer. And it's a vital part of the cell membrane structure in your cells. So choline, which is actually spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, is something that also helps with you, this talk about methylation. Oh, I have the MTHFR gene. Well, it's choline that helps you to not create that toxic substance, which we call homocysteine, in any large quantity. So for those of you who talk about, oh, I've got this gene deletion, of course, it doesn't mean you're going to have a problem. But if you have an elevated homocysteine, which is toxic to the heart, can create cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, choline is one of those substances that can help and help with that. So it's helping the liver. It's helping cancer prevention. It's helping your brain. Pregnant women, by the way, they can't get enough choline for both their own and their baby's needs. By just this, they sometimes have to eat a list of very good foods or to supplement. Now, inositol and choline can be supplemented, but as far as we can tell you, the foods that are the highest in choline, which I think you'd like to know, right?
Please let us know what it
okay. is. Okay. So beef and chicken liver, eggs.
Liver or the chicken itself also?
No, chicken liver. Ooh. You don't like it. All right. Beef, chicken liver, eggs. Now, for those who go, wait, I'm vegetarian, I'm vegan, I'm not going to... Okay, so wheat germ, dried soybeans, but it also comes in bacon and pork. And it's included in most multivitamins and mineral tablets, but it's really not a lot. Let me just tell you, if you are a vegan, this is one of the nutrients you're probably deficient in.
Can we test it, the deficiency?
Not really. It's not really that easy to test this at all. So if you're and there's a lot of people that think, you know, eating plant-based diets more healthy, and that may be true in certain instances, certain not. But for certain, one of the things that they have to be aware is that unless they're eating wheat germ in their foods, they're not going to be getting enough of the choline that they require. So that's part of the problem that we have. Staying in that category for a moment of natural plant things. One of the things that you hear a lot about, which is pretty much a great roughage, but it has other thing benefits. We often hear about flaxseed and flaxseed oil.
Oh, we love flaxseed milk.
I love flaxseed milk. By the way, I meant to tell you, I tried to get our local grocery store here to carry some flaxseed milk, and they just called about 10 minutes ago, and they told me, sorry, we can't get it. I don't know why.
I don't know.
They don't work with the supplier or something. So you really have to look around sometimes. You have to go to more than one store to find the things you need. But flaxseed is an amazing source of omega-3 fatty acids. The people that sell the fish oil supplements say, well, you know, it has to convert to the long-chain fatty acid. And the truth of the matter is the true parent oil, which omega or alpha-linolenic acid is, ALA, which is flaxseed, that's a true essential fatty acid. The fish-derived is not at all. As a matter of fact, we're overfish. We have way too much of the fish in our little cell membranes. And most, I would say 90-some percent of the time, we will convert the flaxseed oil to the amount that we required. And it's been, you know, this has been tied flaxseed to improve circulation. It's anti-inflammatory. It helps with osteoporosis and, you know, somewhat a little bit in type 2 diabetes. Now, it's a great fiber. It's a great protein, too. 2 tablespoons of flaxseed is 6 grams of fiber. Now, an egg, 6 grams. So that's pretty good, just 2 tablespoons.
But also it's important that you get it out of the shelf, because if you just try to sprinkle a little bit of the seeds on your salad, you might not be getting what's inside of the shell. So you have to get the ground flaxseed.
Ground flaxseed's the best. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
flaxseed oil itself.
Yeah. Ground or the flaxseed oil. And they say it's 4 or 5 grams of plant protein. So it's actually very good. It has lots of nutrients like magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, copper, thiamine in there. It helps to improve your mood, your sleep. So it's great. It's great for antioxidants. There are people that say, and you've read some of these things, it's anti-cancer and can protect against heart disease and even cancer and cell damage. And some say it helps stop and prevent Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. This is a lot for one little plant-derived thing like this. Flaxseed's good for your heart. It's good for your blood pressure. It lowers the LDL, if that's important to you, helps prevent strokes. It will lower the cholesterol by more than 15%, if that's important to you as well. It aids digestion. Pretty much it reduces and can reduce and improve the hemoglobin A1C. So if you're a borderline or diabetic, you need to put more in there. So basically, it has so many benefits. You should be taking flaxseeds every day.
I want to get it right now.
All right, just a couple tablespoons should do it. All right? We'll be back right after these messages. This is Dr. Mitch with Irina. And you're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show right here at CRN One Talk Radio. Came at 1490 joining with us. And you on TikTok or Facebook Live or any of the other sources, we're here to help you look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. But I can't help you if you don't call me and ask your questions. So this is an open show, no judgment. Just call me and ask that question to 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. I'm just waiting for your call. I know you'll be there. I'm Dr. Mitch and with Irina, and we're coming right back after these messages. Stand by.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to the Dr. Mitch Show.
All right, what about with Irina or something
I'm
like that?
I only say it one time.
Oh, okay. Well, since Irina is my partner, of course, my wife, and she's an amazing nurse practitioner, understands integrative medicine, the marriage of both the natural medicine alongside of the, you know, drugs and other things. But importantly, she realizes how it's important to, you know, make sure that the body has what it needs to correct itself. That's how we do it when we're younger. And then things over time, because of what we're exposed to, makes things go the wrong way. Well, because of that, we have a very strong relationship. And we would like to talk about strong relationships. How's that? Can we do that for a minute?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that for a while.
I thought you and I can get into the things that make a strong relationship. There was an article written, and I thought we could, you and I can sort of, you know, talk about these. And if anybody in between wants to, you know, chime in or talk about their relationship or anything, they can bring it on. We're ready to hear it. And that's 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. And came at 1490 out there. Go ahead and give us a call. And you could jump in on this too. So what makes a strong relationship? What are the qualities? Now, this is what the article said, and we, you and I can discuss it. The first thing they said, you appreciate each other's presence. I can answer that one. I think categorically, at least I do. I love when you're present and you're near me.
Well, I do too.
Yes, do you? I mean,
yeah,
it,
of course. Yeah, I don't understand the couples that are like always apart. You know, they work in different places, and then instead of spending time together after work, one goes to the gym and the other one goes, I don't know, you know,
wherever,
something else, wherever. And then they just go to sleep and go to work. And on the weekends, you know, they have different things to do. He goes fishing and she goes digging the garden or something like that. And they never spend time together.
Yeah. So being, we do appreciate it. I think we both appreciate it very much. They said respect is the most important thing. And I think we do. I think we respect each other's place. Do you respect me, sweetheart? I should ask
I
that.
Do.
All right.
I do have to put you in place sometimes, right?
Nah, you do. And you do it well. And we're free to share our hopes, our dreams, pretty much anything we want. We share with each other. That's another important. So being present and being respectful, sharing. I think we pretty much share, would you say, everything to each other?
Well, you know, some of our dreams are a little different for me and for you, but we usually try to
work. Where's mine different?
Well, you are like jumping from one thing to the next. You know that's true, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of like to stay with one thing and develop it and like work on it. And you are like always into the next thing, which I guess it's great, but just different personalities that we have. But we usually work together.
It out.
And anyways, yep.
And we do. That's one of the things of a good characteristic of a relationship is that you have serious problems or rough patches, you get over them, and we do. We always get over them. I always say yes, dear, anything you want, and that ends it, right?
I think that's a good
true
recipe.
Yeah, it is a good recipe. You also they've shown that being yourself, really yourself, around the partner, and I think that, would you say that goes without saying? We don't even have to talk about that one, because I think we're definitely ourselves around each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have any pretentious behavior or anything like that. I don't think we ignore each other. As a matter of fact, I'm so impossibly in your face all the time. You tell me, please leave you alone. So you ask for me to ignore you a little bit.
And then
bit.
When you do ignore me, what do? It's like, hey, pay attention to me.
Yeah, hello. So I we don't do that. We do build each other up. I think we are very good at helping each other. That's important. And it says you should be great friends above everything. And I can't imagine that anyone would be a greater friend than you are and always there for me and vice versa. And they said intimacy is an important part of things. Well, I, you know, without talking about our life in between, but I think we both share that intimacy is extremely important to both of us. To me, it's extremely, extremely, extremely important. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm just saying it's very okay. You can just go, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We have some time alone. We do. I mean, we work.
We always try to make time alone.
We get a little time alone. We watch something or read or, you know, do something elsewise. We surprise. Oh, I'm the best surpriser in the world, right?
I know you are. Drive me crazy sometimes.
I do. But
I'm trying to guess what it's going to be. And
I'm a great surpriser there, right?
You're awesome.
I do the great surprise. I do surprises all the time for you. And that's important. They say you should. And you should discuss the future together. I think you and I definitely, we plan future every day. We plan today, and then we're planning tomorrow, right?
Yes, yes. We definitely have short-term goals and long-term as well.
What about taking care of each other, and we're a team?
Yes.
Would you say we're a good team?
We are a great team, I think.
And we know
it. I think, you know, we are a little different, like I said before, in our personalities, but we complement each other.
And we're talking, if you just happen to pop in on this conversation, we're talking about characteristics of a great relationship. One of them is we can both laugh together. Now, I can't think of a day that goes by that I don't become the family jokester and make sure that you're laughing about something. Isn't that true?
That is very truth. And that's one of the things, I guess, that drew me to you, because you are so hilarious.
And I did make you laugh.
But I'm funny too, right?
Yes, you are. You're very funny. No, you're
sarcastic.
You're a different type of human. But it's true that you say certain things or you smile, it makes me laugh. But I always find something humorous every day to say or do for you. To just make you have like a really good laugh. A, because I love watching you laugh, but B, because I know it's important to make sure that my other side is laughing along with me. This is Dr. Mitch. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the things that keep a great relationship, a few others that I thought we should discuss. And if you have a question about anything and how to look good, feel good, or have great intimacy, I think this would be a great time to give us a call at 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. And that's 855-DR-MITCH. Thank you, KMET 1490, listening there, and also anybody on Facebook Live or TikTok. Of course, you can write a question to Jeremy. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back to wrap up the show in just 10. I'm Dr. Mitch, right here at CRNY.
These are the sounds of Columbo's Italian Steakhouse.
Mm. Look at this ribeye. Did you see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Incredible.
You gotta try a piece of this pizza. This is delicious. Mm.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's, with the details.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
And what makes Columbo's different than other Italian restaurants?
We're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
And there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. Sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock, that little neighborhood place you wish was just down the street. Columbo's, mange.
Legendary food critic Meryl Schindler talks about the Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California.
The Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California, 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I mean menus that give you everything you can possibly want. I'm looking at the dinner menu here. They got every sort of sandwich and salad. And not only do they have burgers and hot dogs, but they have burgers and hot dogs made with Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage. They have a fitness menu. They have senior dining. It is a full-service restaurant with a lot of, I should mention, very good beers and wines. And they have a back room that is semi-private, fits up to 50 people. They offer delivery through ChowNow, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. They allow filming at the restaurant as well. Parking lot is great. A lot over 60 spots. It's a terrific restaurant, and I love the fact that it's something for everybody. Hill Street Cafe, 3301 North Glen Oaks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Okay, welcome back. Dr. Mitch here with Irina, talking how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. And we were talking earlier about intimacy, but really about a relationship and how you can make it really work. And we've talked about a bunch of things, but one of the things, we have a few others just I wanted to complete this segment with, that when you have a good relationship, you trust one another. And I definitely trust my life, my wife in front of me, Irina. And I trust her in her thought process, and I trust her with when it comes to, you know, medical decisions that we do sometimes together and helping doctors to think through their integrative or natural medicine path. And I just said that publicly, sweetheart.
Well, I don't think you can have a good relationship without it.
No trust, no relationship. No. How do you have a relationship if there's no trust? The other thing is that you're each other's biggest fans. And I am. I'm always, but you know, I'm always talking, my wife that. I don't think you do it as much as I do, but I definitely am a brag.
Yeah, but you do know that I think of the world of you. You are the best at what you do, and you are my teacher and my mentor, and you are great.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Vicky in Los Angeles says, what's the best way to treat psoriasis. Psoriasis is an autoimmune disease, Vicky. So you have to get some blood tests that will really help in that direction. The very first thing is to get these blood tests done. If you have a pencil and paper, please write them down. One would be your hormones, especially the precursor hormones. The precursor hormones include DHEA. That's an acronym for dihydroepiandrosterone. Any lab can do that test, DHEA. The other test that's a precursor hormone is called pregnenolone, P-R-E-G-N-E-N-O-L-O-N-E. And, of course, getting the rest of the hormones is not a bad idea either. But with that, you want to get your vitamin D3 level at least, or the combination of D2 and D3, which is called 25-hydroxyvitamin D. So the 25-hydroxyvitamin D. With those in hand, you can start to work on this problem. One of the things, as any autoimmune disease, which means that you have your own body fighting itself, is that you have to eliminate any cues to the immune system that would confuse it. So no hair dyes, no artificial flavoring, no artificial coloring. Pretty much stay out of the wheat category, stay out of the milk category. It's confusing to the immune system as well. Make sure you're taking a good essential fatty acid. I would say a plant-derived only in large doses. And you might have to take a few other things once we get the answers back to the blood test we just said, Vicky. So that's how you start. And any little thing that upsets you is going to set your psoriasis off worse. You already know that. And the autonomic nervous system tends to incite the increased amount of scaly things that people get on their skin from the psoriatic lesion or the plaques. So anything that would be irritating to the immune system from psychological or physical stressors, they need to be eliminated. Only organic foods, only organic personal grooming aids, and the combination of that, exercise, at least 5 good glasses of clean water every day, that will get you to feel much better than you do. And hopefully clean this all up. Well, thank you, Vicky, for your question. I appreciate it so much. And we'll certainly talk more next time. And I'm Dr. Mitch. You've been listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina. And for more information, go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. And you'll get a lot of information, find the shows there and everything else to do it. Until next time, try some of the things we talked about to get healthy. Irina, thank you. I love you. Thank you for being here. And God bless you folks for listening to the show, and especially those who participate. Thank you also to Jeremy for helping, and the executives of CRN One Talk Radio. I love you too, Mom. See you soon, everyone. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?